time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Phil Arna for Community Comment on KINS Radio. On the internet recently, there was an article about a Mike Bowen who ran 58,282 miles in honor of our Vietnam War veterans. 1 mile for every veteran. I have been listening and reading about more and more veterans who are being denied benefits after having served in Iraq, Vietnam, and Afghanistan. These are our heroes, and they deserve our support. I personally know a veteran who needs the help of our government. I know it's not Veterans Day, but we should honor them every day. I am not a veteran, so I can say this. On the private side, there are great charitable groups like Wounded Warriors and the Fisher House, and they help our veterans who are disabled. I received an email a couple of years ago on a report by Richard Isu, Executive Director of the Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation. He and others ranked the various agencies for their assistance to our veterans. He gave high marks and rankings to the Air Force Aid Society, the Armed Services YMCA, the Army Emergency Relief, and the Fisher House, as I mentioned earlier, and of course, Wounded Warriors. They gave failing grades to groups that are too numerous to mention, but Help Hospitalized Veterans was one, as well as the Disabled Veterans Association and Paralyzed Veterans of America. Our heroes are being denied benefits when at the same time our government spends $300,000 on a bird study, $500,000 on a high school prom video, and $700,000 on television to promote Obamacare. That does not include the $1.7 million our president spent going to Los Angeles to appear on the Jay Leno show. Then I am reminded of a great Hollywood veteran, Gary Sinise, who, by the way, was just named an honorary U.S. Marine by General James Amos. This is his response. "This was one of the most extraordinary nights. I was totally surprised by what the general gave me. I'm humbled, shocked, moved, and motivated to keep standing up for our men and women and giving back to them." The general reciprocated, calling Mr. Sinise a humble patriot and tireless advocate for our men and women in uniform. That advocacy includes entertaining troops and their families, building specialized homes for the severely wounded, and with the USO hosting classic American meals for military communities and deployed troops passing through airports. I leave you with a point to ponder. Don't you think that our government should be spending more time and money in helping our veterans, who are the ones who keep us free? Because remember, freedom is not free. This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.